brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Remember, I'm starting this program by saying to you, remember that the Year of Mercy, proclaimed by Pope Francis, the Year of Mercy ends November 20th. If you have not taken advantage of all of the graces and blessings available to you in this Year of Mercy, you have from now till November 20th, just one day short of 2 weeks. Two things. Go to confession and repent of your sins. For heaven's sakes, all of us sin. All of us fall short of the glory of God. I could go to confession every day if I had access to it. John Paul went every day. I could too. What about you? Well, I go once a year. No, if you want to grow, if you want to grow in holiness, grow in the spiritual life, find the peace that God wants to give us, even in the midst of the difficulties of life, one of the main things we need to do is repent. And there is, as I've said in my little booklet, the mercy of God and the joy repentance brings. You can still get that booklet by calling the 800 number given at the end of this program. Please don't lose the grace God has for you. The other booklet I have is Captured by Mercy, which deals with forgiveness. Forgiveness of others, both giving it and receiving it from others. Both of these components, our repentance and our willingness to forgive, are tied into the graces that God wants to impart to us. If we hold on to grudges, if we hold on to hatred, if we hold on to bitterness, no matter what injustice has happened. I'm not talking now about somebody really being unjust to you and you're angry and bitter. Please, I understand that. But don't allow those things to eat away your life. Forgive them. Forgive them doesn't mean it's not important. To forgive them doesn't mean it doesn't matter. It does matter. But forgive them, and you are the one who is set free. You are the one Christ draws closer to himself. So don't hold on, please. Take a look at those two booklets that I've offered for almost a year at the end of the program. Take a look at them. Please open your to grace. There's a particular grace. God always gives grace. But there's a particular lavishness to God's grace in this Year of Mercy. Please take advantage of it. The first reading for today is from Paul to Titus, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Paul, a slave of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's chosen ones and the recognition of religious truth, in the hope of eternal life that God, who does not lie, promised before time began, who indeed at the proper time revealed his word in the proclamation with which I was entrusted by the command of God our Savior to Titus, my true child in our common faith. Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. For this reason I left you in Crete, so that you might set right what remains to be done, and appoint presbyters in every town, as I directed you, on condition that a man be blameless, married only once, with believing children who are not accused of licentiousness or rebellions. For a bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless, not arrogant, not irritable, not a drunkard, not aggressive, not greedy for sordid gain, but hospitable, a lover of goodness, temperate, just, holy, and self-controlled, holding fast to the true message as taught, so that he will be able both to exhort with sound doctrine and to refute opponents. That's what the Lord is asking of bishops, of priests, of pastors, and in a certain way of all men and women who are serving God in the church in some way, serving God's people in some way, through the care of the poor, pro-life activities. But this is what Jesus says we should be like in that work, because sometimes we can grow so tired and so even angry and then bitter that we cut off the power of our service Brothers and sisters, this is the time. Forgiven, be forgiven, be set free. Open your heart, receive the goodness and mercy of God. Open your heart to those who have offended you. It doesn't mean you have to be close friends. I'm not talking about that. But that you pray for them, that you want them to have good. You may need to keep your distance from them for one reason or another, but don't carry personal grudges. There may be a reason for prudence sake or wisdom sake that you don't relate to that person closely, but you still pray for them and you still wish them well and you don't speak against them. It's a road, brothers and sisters, that sounds like that's impossible. If you had had this happen to you, what would you do, etc.? I know that. But God's power is extraordinary, both to free us and to heal our souls if we're willing. Just go to him and say, Lord, I want to forgive, but I don't know how to do it. Help me. Teach me. Show me. Lead me. Keep asking him that. He'll show you. He'll show you the way. Remember, forgiveness does not have to include that all my emotions have to be at peace. It's a decision I make, and it's a right decision to forgive. Remember how I've told you so often what Pope John Paul said, that forgiveness is not the opposite of justice. You can still pursue justice for the situation. But he says forgiveness is the opposite of resentment and revenge. That's what we have to let go of. Brothers and sisters, please take advantage of all the grace that God has for us in this year of mercy. For St. Faustina has told us that there is mercy and there is justice. And if we refuse his mercy, he will come as the just judge. Let's not be in that position. Let's give and receive the mercy of God. Give and receive forgiveness over and over and over again. And you will be set free. You'll not be bound. Psalm 24 tells us, Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. We are the people that longs to see God's face. We are the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. You seek the face of God. The more you worship, the more you pray, the more you ask God to form you in his image and likeness, the more you ask God, conform me to your heart, to your priorities. You keep praying that every day, and you will be amazed how God answers that prayer. Yes, it's hard. Yes, we have all kinds of excuses why we should hold a grudge against this person or that person. Brothers and sisters, when we hold grudges, all it does is imprison us. The other person might not even know and let alone care. And so we're the ones that get imprisoned. Let's open ourselves to Christ's way, to God's way. And not only will the other person be blessed, but you will be set free. You'll have a new strength and a new courage and a new hope in your life when you do that. We look at the gospel for today, the gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. Do you cause sin? It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Cause, yes, it can refer to children, but it can also refer to the poor, to the needy in so many ways. It would be better if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. Jesus says, if your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, I am sorry, you should forgive him. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. That's not the way we've lived. We'll increase our faith then. Help us. to forgive. And the Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, a tiny, tiny seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. In other words, things that seem impossible will happen when we put our trust in God, when we forgive, when we don't carry baggage, when we don't carry the desire for carrying a grudge of some kind and thinking we're justified in carrying it. You know what it does to us? It embitters us. It sours us. When you see people like that, you want to keep some distance. Don't do that. Whatever your concern is, whatever your pain is, give it to the Lord and say, Lord, this is too big for me to carry. I give it to you. Help me to be what you want me to be in this situation so that the outcome can be the salvation of other people. Not that I won the fight. I won the argument. I have the victory. Me, me, me. No, no. Lord, help me in this situation so that you may be glorified and honored. And the people who are bound in the chains of their sin may be set free. That's a true Christian. And that's what the Lord is asking of you. The prayer after communion for today says this, nourished by this sacred gift, O Lord, and how desperately we need the Eucharist. How much we need the Eucharist. Nourished by this sacred gift, O Lord, we give you thanks and beseech your mercy, that by the pouring forth of your Spirit, the grace of integrity may endure in those your heavenly power has entered, that we might be men and women of integrity. Lord, let the grace of this sacrament, the grace of the Eucharist, so penetrate my being that the grace of integrity may endure. In other words, that I can be honest with myself and honest with others and live a righteous and godly life, that the grace of integrity may endure in those your heavenly power has entered. That's you and me. That's you and me. St. Augustine says, we are mortal human beings, fragile, weak, carrying along with us our earthen vessels, which don't leave each other much room. We cannot live together in harmony in a family or any other kind of community without the reciprocal practice of forgiveness and mercy. This is Augustine. We need to respond with forgiveness and even as far as possible by excusing others instead of condemning them. The following saying applies to us. He who excuses himself, God accuses him. But he who accuses himself, God excuses him. Listen to that. He who excuses himself, oh, it's not my fault. God accuses him. But he who accuses himself, God excuses him. May God lead you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.